When the Turkish president and Trump met this week, the war in Syria was high on the list of things they discussed. After all, it's one of the toughest challenges both leaders face. Just today, the U.S. struck pro-Syrian government forces inside the country. These types of attacks are exactly what Kinda Haddad keeps an eye out for. Haddad works for a small nonprofit group called Air Wars. She's part of a small team that scours the web every day. She's in London, looking for videos and photos that document coalition attacks inside Syria and Iraq.
So every morning I drop the kids at school, and then I've got a list of about 20 sites that I look at daily. Then I go back to the last 24 hours and go through each post, whether it's Twitter or Facebook or whatever. And then I'll identify any allegations against the coalition or Russia or any of the other international actors in Syria. And then once we've identified an incident, then we can research it in depth and try and find more details.
So you're sitting in front of a computer basically all day long. Are you basically looking at bodies and counting them?
Yes, I mean, I am. I'm sitting in front of the computer the whole day basically and looking through all the news sites and media activists. And there is so many sources of information, so many different sources of information. And yes, I mean, we basically have a big, massive mammoth document with millions of words, and we separate each incident or each allegation has its own section. And then anything we find about that incident, we put it in that section. And then we can count, once we finish the research, we can count how many are dead and how many are injured.
How much are you doing this for posterity, and how much do you have actual subscribers or people like interested in knowing about the death toll?
We do have quite a few. I'm not exactly sure how many, but I think something like 700 or 800 subscribers. But it's very specialist. Mm. Most of them are military experts and media, basically. In fact, apparently CENTCOM is one of our biggest users.
What is your working relationship like with the U.S. military on this? I mean, what is their relationship with you like?
I mean, it's fairly cooperative. I personally don't communicate with them. Our director, Chris Woods, he has a direct relationship with them. And for example, you know, if we have an incident that is very poorly reported and we're not sure, because CENTCOM publishes daily press releases telling us where they've bombed, so we can cross match with the incidents and the allegations we have. But so if we have an allegation of an incident and the CENTCOM press release doesn't say that they've bombed in the area, then Chris will go to them and will say, look, we've got this allegation and these are the details. Can you tell us, were you operating in this area? And they seem fairly cooperative. I mean, they've become over the years, at the beginning, I don't think it was that cooperative, but they seem to be willing to take the allegations seriously, and they are using a lot of our information, and we can sort of cross-reference with them.
If there wasn't that kind of cooperation, would it be really hard to distinguish between American airstrikes, Russian airstrikes, and Syria's own government airstrikes?
It depends which locations. Mm. So, for example, at the moment in Raqqa, it is mostly coalition airstrikes because the Russians aren't really operating there. Although, having said that, the last couple of weeks, there has been a few incidents with the Russians. But Raqqa, you can be fairly certain that it is the coalition. But in the opposition-held areas, in Idlib province, for example, it's very hard to distinguish between the Russian and the regime because they work together. And sometimes there's been Americans' strikes, unilateral strikes, targeting opposition figures from, you know, what used to be Al-Qaeda in those areas. But somehow people on the ground seem to know that it is the U.S. this time, not Russia or the Syrians. And quite often the U.S. then tells you that they have carried out a strike in the province. So it sometimes gets very, very complicated. Other times it's clearer.
I'm really curious, you drop your kid off in the morning at school, you come back home and you spend all this time in front of a computer looking at various pictures of dead bodies. What kind of toll has this taken on you?
Yes, it's not great, I suppose. I mean, it's not every single, like today, for example, I didn't add a single allegation. And quite often these allegations don't always come with photographs. So it's just, it's names, and even the names can be pretty hard to take because, they're children. They tell you if they're children or they're women. And I mean, yes, I have to say it's not great, but Having said that, I suppose I am in a much, much, much better position than all these people that are actually being killed, so I can't feel too sorry for myself.
That was Kinda Haddad, who works with Air Wars, a nonprofit group that documents civilian deaths in Syria and Iraq.